From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nika Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Minister of Cooperatives and Small Medium Enterprises SMEs Teten Mas Lukis officially opened the West Java Culture and Tourism Festival 2021 or JAFES 2021, organized by four state universities alumni association. The event is held for 5 days in a bid to recover the national economy by empowering MSMEs involved in each part of their activities. It is also driving the MSMEs transformation into a digital platform. About 12 million MSMEs have been connected to the digital platform. This was stated by Minister Mas Duki in Gedung Sate Bandung West Java on Sunday. He also remarked that the most effective way to recover the economy is by moving forward in the tourism sector, including creative economy. The 2021 JAFES is held both online and offline and is participated in by 500 MSMEs. The JAFES 2021 will be held in 5 regions such as Bandung, Bogor, Depok, Cirebon, and Garut. Deputy Rector of the University of Indonesia UI, Professor Abdul Haris, has said that the University of Indonesia Library as a major academic supporting facilities for learning, teaching and research activities, has a vision of becoming a world-class research university library. This was affirmed by Deputy Director Abdul Haris in a statement received by Antaranus Agency on Sunday. He predicted that the challenges faced due to the COVID-19 pandemic in 2021 will grow bigger than the previous year. He added that the University Indonesia Library wants to explore trends and issues facing universities' libraries in general and in Southeast Asia in particular. The challenges include book and material collection, various library services, the use of information technology, and other innovation that can be applied during and after the COVID-19 pandemic. The West Kalimantan Provincial Government, through the Youth, Sport and Tourism Service, has proposed the enhancement of the culmination of the sun at the Equator Monument to become one of Indonesia's tourism calendar activities. This was stated by head of the West Kalimantan Dispopar Service, Windy Prihastari, in Pontianak, West Kalimantan on Sunday. She said that the residents of West Kalimantan, especially Pontianak City, should be proud because they have the enhancement of the combination of the sun that does not exist in other provinces. In addition, she also stated that amid the COVID-19 pandemic, the preparation for tourism events or destination could be carried out with the aim of advancing West Kalimantan tourism, especially Pontianak City. Meanwhile, Mayor of Pontianak Edi Rusdi Kamtono said that on March 23rd, there will be coordination from the TNI headquarters regarding the management of the Equator Monument land. He said if the land of the Equator Monument can be managed by the Pontianak City government, the Equator Monument will be made a better tourism destination and become the superior city of Pontianak and West Kalimantan. Let's move on to the international news. The United Arab Emirates urge all citizens and residents aged 16 and above to register for COVID-19 vaccination from Sunday as the Gulf state widens its immunization drive after inoculating about 56% of the eligible population. The United Arab Emirates region's commercial and tourism hub and global travel center has had a blistering pace for its vaccine rollout to keep its economy open for business. The health ministry said the move comes after nearly 73% of elderly Emiratis residents and those with chronic disease have been vaccinated. The country is providing 4 types of vaccine free of charge. The Philippines will expand tighter COVID-19 rules to include 4 provinces surrounding the capital Manila and restrict travel to and from these areas for 2 weeks beginning on Monday as the country battles a renewed surge in infection. The restrictions currently in effect in metropolitan Manila will also be imposed in the provinces of Bulacan, Cavite, Laguna and Rizal, including night curfew and the prohibitions of mass gatherings. Only essential travel to and from the capital region and the 4 provinces will be allowed. The Philippines recorded 7,757 additional COVID-19 cases on Sunday, the second highest single day increase in the Southeast Asian nation, and marks the 3rd straight day confirmed new cases topped 7,000. Oil prices resumed their decline on Monday, falling around 1% as worries about a drop in demand for fuel products in the wake of yet more European lockdowns dominated trading. Brent crude was down 60 cents or 0.9% at $63.93 a barrel. U.S. oil was off by 68 cents or 1.1% at $60.74 a barrel. Both contracts fell by more than 6% last week. Germany plans to extend a lockdown to contain COVID-19 infection into a 5th month, according to a draft proposal, after new cases exceeded levels authorities say will cause hospitals to be overstretched. The Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries and its allies have put in place unprecedented production cuts in a patch to balance global markets after demand plunked during the COVID-19 pandemic. United States Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin met Afghan President Ashraf Ghani in an unannounced visit to Kabul on Sunday as Washington refused the peace process there and its planned troop withdrawal. Austin said on Twitter he had come to listen and learn on his first trip to Afghanistan since his appointment. The meeting comes at a crucial time for the Afghan peace process ahead of a May 1st deadline for the withdrawal of U.S. troops agreed by the insurgent Taliban and the administration of previous U.S. President Donald Trump. That was the news. Bank Indonesia's Board of Governors meeting on 17 and 18 March 2021 decided to keep the benchmark interest rate, or the Bank Indonesia's 7-day reverse repo rate, at 3.5%. Earlier on February 18, Bank Indonesia had announced a cut in interest rates from 3.75% to 3.5%. Since the beginning of last year, Bank Indonesia has cut its benchmark's interest rate by 150 basis points. This 3.5% figure is the lowest Bank Indonesia's interest rate in the history since Indonesia's independence. According to Peri Warjio, the governor of the central bank, this decision is in line with the need to maintain the stability of the rupiah exchange rate from the increasing uncertainty of global financial markets amidst the predicted low inflation. In addition, Bank Indonesia also maintains the deposit facility rate at 2.75% and the lending facility rate at 4.25% as the economic recovery process continued. To support the sustainability of the national economic recovery, Bank Indonesia will also further optimize accommodative macroprudential policies, accelerate money market deepening, support international policies, and digitize the payment system. In line with this, Bank Indonesia is taking policy steps as a follow-up to the synergy of the Financial System Stability Committee's policy in an integrated policy package for increasing business financing. In addition, it continues to strengthen policy coordination with the government to accelerate the distribution of credits, financing from banks to the business world, especially in priority sectors that support economic growth in the context of national economic recovery. A statement from the U.S. Central Bank or Federal Reserves regarding no indication of raising the benchmark interest rate until 2023 is a breath of a fresh air for currency movement in developing countries, including Indonesia. If Bank Indonesia follows this step, the rupiah is expected to strengthen again this year after being under enough pressures throughout 2020. Thus, it is hoped that the process of economic recovery can be faster. That was commentary.
Listener, here is Today in History. We start from an event on March 22, 1945, when Arabic League was established. Arabic League was established by six countries, namely Egypt, Iraq, Transjordan, Lebanon, Saudi Arabia, and Syria. Yemen joined in the league as member on May 5, 1945. Currently, the league has 22 members, but the participation of Syria has terminated since November 2011 as consequence of government's oppression during civil war of Syria. The League's purpose in 1945 was to strengthen and to coordinate political, cultural, economic, and social programs of its members and to mediate disputes among them or with the third party. Moreover, signature of the Agreement on Joint Defense and Economic Cooperation on April 13, 1950 was to conduct coordination of military defense measures. In March 2015, Secretary General of the League announced that the establishment of Arabic Joint Forces was aimed at counteract extremism and other threats to Arabic countries. The participation in the project was voluntary and soldier only intervened at the request of one of the member states. Next event is about World Water Day. World Water Day is the commemoration which aimed to attract public attention on the importance of clean water and awareness for processing of sustainable clean water resources. The World Water Day is commemorated every March 22nd. The initiative of the commemoration was announced in the 47th UN General Assembly in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, on December 1992. Annually, the World Water Day has a special theme. The theme of the World Water Day 2018 was Nature for Water to Find Solution based on Nature for Water's challenging, which is faced by us in the 21st century. The last event was in 2016 on bombing of Brussels. On March 22, 2016, three explosions occurred in Brussels, Belgium. Two occurred at Brussels airport and one at Malbec underground station. At least 34 people were killed and dozens injured. The Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, or ISIS, claimed to be responsible for the attack. Authorities stopped all air traffic bound for Brussels airport and evacuated the passengers. The Berlaymont building, a building near Malbec station and the headquarters of the European Commission, was immediately closed. Belgian police detonated suspicious objects around the Malbec station. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Kau kehilangan arah. rumitnya kisah ini. Sejak dirimu sibuk dengan yang lain, ku butuh sedikit waktu denganmu, sejenak mengingat indah, berdua mengingat indah komitmen kita.
Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment Luhut Binsar Panjaitan and Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs Mahfud MD, along with a number of other ministers, launched the Batam Logistics System, an integrated logistic platform in Batam, Riau Island Province last Thursday. On that occasion, Minister Luhut said that so far, Indonesia's logistics have been relatively inefficient compared to neighboring countries. Therefore, the Batam Logistic Ecosystem or BLE platform was designed as part of the National Logistic Ecosystems NLE. On the same occasion, Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani explained that apart from Batam, the government will also implement NLE throughout Indonesia in force at all ports. Hopefully, this would be part of the economic recovery. She also remarked that the government chose Batam to implement a logistics system because the city is Indonesia's veranda, facing neighboring countries. With the Batam Logistics Ecosystem BLE, it is hoped that if the economy recovers, services for export-import activities in Batam will be much better. Meanwhile, Minister of Trade Muhammad Lutfi said that his side support the arrangement of the Batam Logistics System through the Batam Logistics Ecosystem BLE to create efficiency in trade activities through the integration of licensing and logistics services. He also remarked that BLE can cut Batam logistics costs and time through integrated services. It focuses on system integration to bring together Batam logistics services such as business and consumption permits, ship-to-ship services, and floating storage units, as well as the implementation of an auto-gate system. In addition, BLE also includes logistics services such as ordering trucking, ships, warehouses, and payments. Minister Muhammad Lutfi further stated that Batam Logistics Ecosystem is part of efforts to regulate national logistics management under the umbrella of the National Logistics Ecosystem, as well as efforts to encourage national economic recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic. He emphasized that logistical efficiency is needed so that Indonesia is able to compete with other countries. This will also be useful in ensuring certainty in doing business in Indonesia and increasing state revenue. That was My Indonesia.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo choku yo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinder Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
hatiku terluka dan semakin rapuh karena kamu kini jauh dariku. Apakah kau di sana karena kamu kini jauh dariku. Apakah kau di sana merindukanku? Tuhan tolong diriku, aku tersisa rindu.
Dari Wasafis, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now will present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. Listener, the traditional house of Sumba is usually called Umah Bokulu or Umah Batangu. Umah Bokulu means big house, while Umah Batangu is a tower house. Umah Bokulu and Umah Batangu refer to typical Sumba stilt houses with towering roofs. Umah Bokulu was built in the traditional village of Wainyapu, Kodi Sub-District, West Sumba. Meanwhile, the form of traditional houses outside the traditional village generally does not have towers. The top of Umah Bokulu's roof is very high, approximately 20 meters. Thereby, it is called the tower house. Bokulu is built from natural materials. The floor and frame are made from bamboo. The roof is made of thatch grass. The strength of this building is on the four main pillars in the form of giant logs called Kambaniru Ludungu.
Around the main pillar, there are 36 supporting pillars called Kambaniru. This traditional house is built together through traditional ceremonies. To build a large house, rattan ropes are used without nails. When installing thatch roofs, they must not take a break to eat until the roof covering is complete. The uniqueness of Uma Bokulu is the conical shape of the ridge, which is called Toko Uma. Inside the house, there is a room that is used as a barn to store seeds, foodstuffs, and heirlooms. On the top floor of Uma Bokulu, there is a residential room called Bay Uma. In the middle of the room, four main pillars are used as a kitchen. In front of the kitchen, there is a dining table, and in front of the dining table, there is a veranda where the gentlemen have a discussion. The porch of terrace is usually fitted with buffalo horns or pig fangs. This proves that the owner of the house has slaughtered livestock, as well as a sign that the owner of the house is an important person in the community. Staying at Uma Bokulu is very comfortable. The free air in and out of the floor and bamboo walls makes the air in Uma Bokulu very comfortable. The floor also does not need to be mopped or swept, because between the bamboo logs that are arranged into the floor, there are gaps so that dust and dirt fall directly under the house. This under Uma Bokulu is called Kali Kabunga. This space is usually used to store firewood and is also used as a cattle pen. The authenticity of the Sumba traditional house is still preserved. These thatched tower houses can be found in traditional villages such as Wainyapu, Ratenggaro, Tarung, Waitabar, Lamboya, and Wanokaka. Well, listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyo shite, COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bishaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
ku punya niat yang baik. Coba ku ungkapkan padamu, berharap kamu kan menjadi rencana besar di hidupku. Tapi kau bilang pergi sana, kamu tak mau melihat diri ini selamanya. Awas nanti jatuh cinta, cinta kepada diriku. Jangan-jangan ku jodohmu, kamu terlalu membenci, membenci diriku ini. Awas nanti jatuh cinta padaku. Pada diriku, jangan-jangan ku jodohmu, kamu terlalu membenci, membenci diriku ini. Awas nanti jatuh cinta padaku. Cinta, cinta kepada diriku. Jangan-jangan ku jodohmu, kamu terlalu membenci, membenci diriku ini. Awas nanti jatuh cinta padaku. Membenci diriku ini. Awas nanti jatuh cinta. Awas nanti jatuh cinta. Awas nanti jatuh cinta.
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is about lingkungan rumah or neighborhood. Stay tuned. Listen to the conversation about ungkapan keharusan, which means expressions of necessity. This conversation is between Kevin and Boris. Boris is Kevin's new neighbor. Kevin gives information about the necessity to pay cleanliness fee. Let's listen to the conversation.
Boris, kita harus membayar iuran kebersihan setiap bulan.
Oh, baik.
Having listened to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Harus, harus, which means have to. Harus membayar, which means have to pay. Kebersihan, kebersihan, which means cleanliness. Iuran kebersihan, which means cleanliness fee. Kita harus membayar iuran kebersihan. Kita harus membayar iuran kebersihan, which means we have to pay cleanliness fee. Kita harus menjaga kebersihan. Kita harus menjaga kebersihan, which means we have to keep cleanliness. In the dialogue, you listen to a statement, kita harus membayar iuran kebersihan. Kita harus membayar iuran kebersihan, which means we have to pay cleanliness fee. In the statement, there is a word harus, harus, which means have to. The word harus, harus, which means have to, is used to require someone to do something. For example, kita harus membayar iuran kebersihan setiap bulan. Kita harus membayar iuran kebersihan setiap bulan, which means we have to pay cleanliness fee every month. The word harus, harus, which means have to, is followed by a verb to complete the information. For example, kita harus membayar iuran kebersihan. Kita harus membayar iuran kebersihan, which means we have to pay cleanliness fee. Kita harus menjaga kebersihan. Kita harus menjaga kebersihan, which means we have to keep cleanliness. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Boris, kita harus membayar iuran kebersihan setiap bulan.
Oh, baik.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'll see you tomorrow. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Hancur hati ini melihat semua gambar diri yang tak bisa kuulang kembali. Ku ingin saat ini engkau ada di sini, tertawa bersamaku seperti dulu lagi. Walau hanya sebentar, Tuhan tolong kabulkanlah, bukannya diri ini. tak terima kenyataan, hati ini hanya rindu. Segala cara telah ku coba agar aku bisa tanpa dirimu. Bersamamu ku ingin saat ini engkau ada di sini, tertawa bersamaku seperti dulu lagi, walau hanya sebentar. Tuhan, tolong kabulkanlah.
Harus siap, belajar ya. Dan selalu mengucap syukur apa yang Tuhan kasih di kakak.
Yeah. You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I'm Rahma will present a keroncong song entitled Sapu Lidi by two Indonesian talented singers, Harvey Maleholo and Bram Aceh. Although it is often sung, the composer of this keroncong song is unknown. The song, Sapu Lidi, is written like repetitive pantun or rhyming poetry. It contains a message for the listeners. In this song, it is mentioned how the character or the beauty of a person's soul takes precedence. This song also gives encouragement to the patriots to continue to fight and never give up. Well, listener, here are Harvey Maleholo and Bram Aceh with the keroncong song entitled Sapu Lidi.
Kelapa sebiji non jiwa manis jatuhlah di lumpur. Sapulidi di atas lemari yang baik budi non jiwa manis itu yang ku cari. Kita kini siap siaga, jiwa manis siap siaga. Maju pantang mundur.
Sapu lidi dari kerawang, patriot sejati non pantang mundur, teruslah berjuang.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to VOI at voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. See you on the next English program.